This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
By the way, here are some of the other names of people that interviewed for the giant job in the last four coaching circles. If any of them you like, certainly let me know. Steve Spagnuolo, Mike Smith, Doug Marrone, Adam Gase, Terrell Austin, Steve Wilks, Eric Studesville, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, Chris Richard, Matt Rhule, Mike McCarthy, Wink Martindale. Oh, that would be a turn. That would be a turn.
Wink Martindale also tweeted today, this afternoon, for the first time since July.
Really? Did he have anything to say about the giant coaching situation?
It was simply buckle up with two emojis.
Well, who are they playing this weekend?
I mean, they've played a lot of teams.
And they have Ohio State coming up in a couple
of
weeks.
Dable was fired. I'll find out.
No, they play Ohio State?
Thanksgiving weekend they'll play. So a couple weeks. But you want to get ready. You want to safety first. You buckle up.
They play Northwestern.
No.
They're not buckling up for Northwestern.
No. So do you think
it was a spelling bee? Yes.
So what does that even mean?
Do you think it was an allusion to I'm gonna get Daboll's job? Is that what you're thinking?
Or we're about to get more truths of the story to come out now that Daboll's out of there?
Oh, maybe. Well, who would leak that? Do you think the Giants would leak that to make Dave look bad?
Who would care?
Only Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends what the story
is. It's a selfish, stupid thing.
It depends what's leaked, to be honest with you. I think certain things would be interesting.
He's not our coach anymore, so who cares?
People still are interested in things that happened with the team that they root for.
Really?
I don't think we just... Yeah, absolutely. I'd read a book about the 1999 Mets.
And the 98 and the 93.
I mean, it was like 12 million years ago, but I'd still read it. Like, yeah, I'd find information fascinating. It may not change anything. I don't think it's going to change your opinion, but yeah. Anyhow, let me finish the list of guys. Tell me if any of them jump out at you. Patrick Graham, Leslie Frazier, Brian Flores, Lou Anarumo. How about Leslie Frazier? Leslie Frazier interviewed for the job a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think he's
the assistant head coach in Seattle, where they're having great success. How about Leslie Frazier as a head coach? Does that excite you guys?
66 years old, is a past
head coach. Time out. What the hell does that mean? He's old? You got a problem with old people?
No. I have a problem with you because your next question is going to be, what is his age? Can somebody look that up? So I'm getting ahead of that in the comments.
I know, right? But you said it in a way that it's disqualifying. Have you seen our last two presidents?
He also took a year off to collect himself.
What's wrong with that? Mike Tomlin may do that.
Mike Tomlin's 53.
So you got a problem with age too?
No, I'm just saying. He took a year off to not, whatever, coach, and then he came back.
I like Leslie Frazier.
I know, like him too.
I think that's not it's not a terrible, terrible name. You guys hate it though.
Okay. Not that I hate it. It's just uninspiring, I would call it.
Listen,
that's exactly right. It's not a knock on it. It's just uninspiring.
It wouldn't excite the fan base.
No.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? How we doing? Peaky yeah. Vesties and hello SNY.
No doubt.
Before I get to my point, I love time stamping. And did one of you let out a toot yesterday at 5:28:34 seconds?
What?
Or is it Evan doing a it sounds like a toot if Tommy can bring that up.
Probably.
No, this is not a Colts call, though. I do think Jonathan Taylor should win MVP. Yep. So what's that going to take? And then Also, you know, the NFC is what a fluke of a weekend, huh, for the top teams like the Bucks and
big time
teams like that. Who do you think stands out, and do you think maybe Stafford and Darnold are separating themselves from the MVP race in the NFC for that reason?
It's interesting because Sam Darnold, I went back and I don't know why this came up today on my social media feed, but Sam Darnold was all over it. And so I just dialed up True Media and started watching some Sam Darnold.
Are you impressed?
I am.
He's having a great year.
He's having a fantastic season. 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Two of those interceptions were tip balls at the line of scrimmage, and 4 of them were in man coverage, so he's getting pressure, and he just back foot, just try to get it completed in a tight window, and it got intercepted. One of them was that Derek Stingley. That's why I brought up Derek Stingley, because it was a ridiculously impressive interception. But outside of that, Jackson Smith and Jigba is a really good player. He's making him better. It's amazing.
Who's the MVP of the league?
It's Jonathan Taylor. It's not even close.
I agree with that. I think it is Jonathan. He won't win it because this is a quarterback award, if it's not official.
If he rushes for 3 touchdowns in another game this season, which is likely to happen, and he's probably going to do it 2 or 3 more times, he's winning the MVP.
You know what he needs to do to win the MVP? Big performance against Kansas City on Sunday.
Well, A week from Sunday.
Like, I think that would be the signature performance that could help his MVP case. He's up there, but it just still feels like it's a quarterback award. And then you got Drake May, who's putting up massive numbers, and they're 8-2, could be on their way to like a 13-win season. Mm. So I agree with you that if I was placing a vote, right. I don't. I would vote for Jonathan Taylor, but I think he needs some more epic performances for that to be the case.
Okay.
Now, our last caller made an accusation. He said, I didn't fully understand it at the time, but he said that yesterday at about 5:27, he heard a sound, a sound that he perceived to be flatulence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Called it a toot, which before we even get to that, are you telling us by your confusion that you didn't understand what the reference meant when he said, I heard a toot?
I thought he meant someone tweeted something, because that's what I thought he said, so I was very confused. But anyhow,
he has young kids.
That's probably it, because that's the way you would refer to it. Or make a bubble. That's the other way you could refer to it. Make a bubble. Did you make a bubble, Spence? Did you make a bubble? So he accused someone of making a bubble.
He was good about the exact second. It was 5:28 and 40 seconds. So I got that exact moment.
So let's take a listen to five whatever time he said yesterday on this program, and let's hear if we hear a toot.
And the only way you're going to know that...
Oh, excuse me.
Wait, say that one more time.
And the only way you're going to know that...
Oh, excuse me.
But the "oh, excuse me" makes me think that I was blocking a burp.
Yes.
I mean, that's clear, right?
You're an idiot. The excuse me is a past moment that Tommy's throwing in as a
Well, that's stupid. Don't do that. That's confusing. We have to actually hear the moment. Play the moment again.
You do hear the moment.
And the only way you're going to know that?
Let me hear it again.
And the only way you're going to know that?
Can you extend it a little bit more?
I know.
And The only way you're going to know that?
No, you got to play more of the moment. You cut it way too tight.
Let me go. Okay.
Jeez. Well, you can't pull the exact moment.
Well, you got to pull like a good 10 seconds so you could hear the
We're not analyzing who shot John Kennedy. Did somebody fart on the air? Does it sound like a fart?
No.
The only way you're going to know that?
No. We need to hear more of a clip. I apologize.
Yes. Sean is bad at his job.
We can't play clips anywhere near it because Evan and only Evan is confused by it.
Well, Tiki agrees with me. He thinks we need to hear more of it.
It sounds like it's fake.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's doctored.
You need
when you don't have context around it.
Thank you. But again, let's just attack Evan like Tiki's not actually agreeing with me. Let's just make it about me.
Well, you attacked us first, so when you fire back at us, you get clapped back.
I said play more.
No, you said don't play anything after it. You don't do this.
That was confusing. Didn't you agree to?
I thought, that's like, you didn't say excuse me on air, did you?
We have the longer clip now. Right,
they get mad at me when you agree with me on stuff, but they don't want to attack Tiki.
We'll play the longer clip.
Hold on, I'm still talking to Tiki. They get mad when I criticize and you agree with me and they ignore that you said anything. It's just, Evan did this, Evan did that. Anyhow, here's the longer clip now.
You have to find somebody who's right. You have to. And the only way you're going to know that is if you know him.
You know why? You know it's not a toot. It's way too loud.
Yeah, like the microphones are not
we're not sitting on microphones.
So what do you think it was?
Just, that's... Someone going,
It's what Evan does 15 times a show. You're like Sling Blade.
Yeah.
You have to find somebody who's right. You have to. And the only way you're going to know that is if you know him.
Yeah.
It's Evan going,
I was agreeing with you.
Yes.
Cornbread and biscuits.
Well, we appreciate the call. We appreciate the attempt, but we have now dignified it as non-toot. More just an Evan odd agreeing with Tiki sound effect.
We called Matt Allen. Remember Matt Allen?
Yes.
The kicker?
He was the punter that threw the pass in the 2003.
No, not Matt Allen. Who was the kicker?
Matt Bryant?
Matt Bryant. We called him Sling Blade.
He did look like it a little bit, yes.
Let's go to Tom in Cornwall. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
Huge Giants fan. Tiki, definite Hall of Fame, man. I'm praying for you. You deserve it.
Thank you, man.
Full disclosure, I said in the beginning to the screener that I wanted to... play Russell Wilson, but that's not true. I just want to get to the front of the line and talk a little Yankee baseball.
Oh, you son of a bitch, you!
Stephen Kwan!
Oh, you're the Stephen Kwan guy.
I got rid of him. So what he did, and I think it's brilliant, is I said, if you think Russell Wilson should start, we'll move you to the front of the line, because I literally haven't heard any Giant fan make that suggestion. The one guy we went to said, yeah, because I want to lose. Okay, kind of funny. Good line.
I want the higher draft pick.
Tom says, I lied. I just wanted to get to the front of the line to recommend that the Yankees trade for Stephen Kwan. Brilliant.
And he's called about Stephen Kwan multiple times. Is that the same guy?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, same
He's
guy.
Stephen Kwan guy.
Stephen Kwan guy.
And you know what? In fairness, Tom, when we made our Yankee recommendation plans and Met recommendation plans, if I'm not mistaken.
Did Stephen Kwan come up?
I think so. I think Sean had the Yankees acquiring Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, we were trading Luis Gil.
There you go. So we're in the Stephen Kwan thing. Keep an eye on this. The general manager meetings are this week. Nothing will happen.
Right.
I want to make that clear. Nothing's going to happen.
Except for Edwin Diaz signing and Pete Alonso going someplace else.
That's happening in the next 2 days?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I think he's crazy, but okay. Just trying to make me go. Oh, I know why, because I'm going to a Nets game tonight, and you think that that's going to ruin my experience where I'm going to have to drive home in the middle of it.
Yep, and do a Rico.
You know what's funny? 2 years, or I guess it was 3 years ago now, when Jacob deGrom left the Mets to sign with the Texas Rangers, it broke on a Friday night while I was at a Nets-Raptors game.
Did you do a drive home Rico?
No, I left the game early because I was so messed up by the deGrom news. And the Nets were winning. They were up by like 25. I left at halftime because I was so distracted and distraught. Drove home, did a Rico, but it was forced me to leave a Nets-Raptors game. Do you know who the Nets are playing tonight?
The Raptors?
The Raptors!
Who won that game?
The Nets.
Okay.
They had a huge lead.
They held on.
Yes. They almost blew it. I was trying to go home. And then they held on and won anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.